And Nick Kelly on for Legaunt.
I feel like I saw Jimmy Eat World play at Splendor in the Grass many years ago.
Well, that ties in very well. So obviously the number one thing that we are missing at the moment, or that, you know, people who have 3 days of stamina in them, unlike my good self, are missing, is music festivals. They haven't been able to happen because it's massive gatherings of people from all over the country, particularly Splendor. So the weekend that just happened, Splendor in the Grass is normally on, which is up in Byron Bay, or over in Byron Bay. If you haven't been before, it's a 3-day festival on these rolling hills where some of the biggest artists on the planet play. Coldplay have played there. Kanye's played there before.
Oh my God, Splendor's always, if you're a music nut, Splendor is a festival that you just, it's like the highlight of your year.
It's an institution. How many times do you reckon you have gone? Because you went to all the big festivals in your time.
I went to every festival and I had all of the fun. I had all of the fun for all of the people at all of the festivals for over a decade.
Yeah.
I feel like I tapped out of Splendor in the Grass when I was watching Mark Ronson and it was raining and I was like, standing there in a poncho and I'm like, I think I'm too old for this crap because all I really want is a donut right now.
And luckily there are lots of wonderful food trucks hanging around as well.
That was the moment.
The thing is, you were what, 30? Mid-30s?
Definitely mid-30s. Like, I feel like I went to Splendor in 2016.
I vaguely remember seeing you there.
Probably.
We probably had a chat.
Maybe.
I tapped out of festivals officially last year and I'm 25.
Oh,
so
Nick, that is so lame.
A bit weak for me. Anyway, the reason we're talking about Splendor is instead of doing the real In Real Life festival over the weekend, they actually put together a virtual version of the festival called Splendor XR.
Now, this excites me because I've heard about like virtual music gigs and virtual festivals. And like, what does that even feel like? Is it just like a watered down version of the real thing? Or can you set yourself up so that you really feel like you're experiencing live music?
You literally can. So the way that they did it is they gave people this software called Sansar. People logged on and essentially
Sansar by Darude. Sansar.
They basically recreated the entire festival grounds and it was ridiculously realistic in three-dimensional virtual reality.
What? So you have VR goggles?
You could have the VR goggles, or if you didn't have VR goggles, you could still do it with your computer and you just sort of use your left and right arrows and forward arrows to run around the festival. You could go to all of the tents that are normally there. All of the food trucks were there.
Stop it.
And if you're in the cities, the food trucks, you go there and order and it would send a delivery driver with the food or drinks that you'd ordered to your house to drop them off.
Okay, that's amazing.
So sick.
That's so cool.
The actual viewing experience was very different to a normal festival, but each artist had their own opportunity to make it their own. Some of them used a green screen to kind of make it feel like they were on the Splendor stage. Some of them created these amazing, like, one-shot, you know, eye contact kind of one-on-one performances.
Wow.
One of the artists who did that was a girl called Holly Humberstone. Here's me having the time of my life watching Holly Humberstone.
Feeling. Don't wanna kill your evening.
Just getting my life. Just getting my absolute life.
Just getting in the Nick Kelly headspace right there.
So you watch it. The way I did it is I don't have the VR goggles and I couldn't be bothered using the software. So I just Chromecasted it to my TV. So I could watch it in full. But you get to watch it from whatever angle and vantage point that you want, including you can be in the crowd and you can actually see the little avatars of your friends and other people that are there.
That is really cool.
There's someone dressed up in a giant hand. There was a giant lemon there last night watching the Killers set.
So realistic.
Yeah, all recorded online, and it was completely different to a normal festival. Not the same energy.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And it might be a tech question.
Yeah.
But is there the ability for you to go to the side of the stage and flirt with the record label manager to try and get side of stage VIP access?
It wasn't quite that realistic this time.
That's disappointing.